ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
As the use of artificial intelligence tools created overseas grows, so will the need for Australia to develop its own sovereign AI capabilities, according to a new report. Everything from small business to the Defence Force are expected to have a growing reliance on tools made overseas, tools like ChatGPT. So does Australia risk being left behind or becoming reliant on programs we had no role in creating that perhaps create risk for us? Professor Eleanor Huntington is an executive director at the CSIRO and the author of a recent report into this issue. Professor Huntington, welcome.
Good morning.
Where are most AI tools currently being made and developed?
So the report that we've just put out has been focused particularly on a brand new type of AI tool called a foundation model. What we've discovered in that report was that upwards of more than 85% of foundation models in the world at the moment are made overseas.
And why should Australia develop its own AI systems and tools?
So particularly with foundation models, they're a new way of making artificial intelligence applications, and they're going to sit underneath all of the more specialised AI that people are going to be building. And one way to think about this is that they really are the foundations of artificial intelligence. And if these things are, we need to have a sensible conversation about whether or not we want the foundations for a lot of our economy and our society to be made overseas and outside of jurisdictional control in Australia. The metaphor here is something along the lines of, you know, there's not necessarily anything wrong with an overseas company building the roads that we drive on in Australia, but if we can't control how people access it and how people use it, that becomes an important question for us to engage with.
Now, what are the opportunities and benefits for Australia in the development of AI tools at the moment? Do we have the right settings?
So the opportunities are significant, particularly for parts of the services economy and the services sector, which is now such an importantly large part of Australia. Those of us who've used things like ChatGPT and stuff like that, we are used to it speeding up certain tasks. And there's lots of evidence to suggest that the quality of the responses that come back from people who are performing services as well as the speed can improve. So there's lots of opportunity upside.
Really important conversation that we should be revisiting, I think, throughout the year. Thank you so much, Eleanor, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Eleanor Huntington is the Director of Digital National Facilities and Collections at the CSIRO.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.